102.5 and 106.3, The Game is bringing you Nashville's best coverage of Titans training camp, presented by USA Hemp Store and Parman Energy, your one-stop petroleum solution. Back here, Chase Willie and D-Mace, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. And we say hello to Tim Hasselbeck. We got to teach Nick about Tim's theme. That's on me, but we'll do that. Timmy, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. We just listened to Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, Titans general manager John Robinson addressed the media, and we've been talking about Malik Willis because they were both asked about him and just his progression. We're glowing about the work that he's put in the spring and then showing up to training camp. And you know, we've batted around with you before. Do you put him in with some design packages? The vibe we got was they're letting him grow. They're not going to put too much pressure on him early on. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that, you know, probably both things can happen, right? I mean, I think if the idea is, hey, look, we want him to be a traditional quarterback. We don't want him to feel like, there's just only certain things that he can do. But I think both things can happen at the same time, right? And you can install your offense. You can have, Malik learn that stuff, you know, probably with, you know, kind of the second group of guys for the most part. And then ultimately, there may be some things that are just natural fits where, you know, his skill set is unique as a runner, you know, already that, you know, maybe that's something that can happen. But I would say that those types of things probably don't start to really show themselves until you're actually game planning during the regular season, which, you know, you're just not doing at this time of year as you're in training camp and getting ready for preseason games.
Talking to Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, here with us. Okay, and here's another thing we've been batting around today. You look at last year's roster on offense for the Titans. Obviously, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones. You had Derrick Henry for half the year. You had a solidified offensive line that included Roger Saffold. Now you fast forward to this year. A.J.'s in Philly. You've added Treylon Burks. You've added Robert Woods. You've upgraded the tight end position, you hope, with Austin Hooper and drafted Chigakonkwo, but the offensive line remains a very big question. Do you think that the offense around Ryan Tannehill going into training camp for the Titans is better or maybe still incomplete?
I think it's better. And that doesn't mean necessarily like it's better at every spot. But I think that we – and – You probably remember, Chase, you know, I was, you know, fairly skeptical about, like, the Julio Jones signing. For a variety of reasons. And so, like, when I look at the roster now, I feel like I'm looking at a roster, you know, around Ryan Tannehill that, maybe there's not a – not maybe. You know, there's not an A.J. Brown. But I think Robert Woods is a really nice addition. And I think that Austin Hooper, is probably an upgrade at position. And, you know, Derrick Henry should be healthy. I think you look at those things with, you know, a fair amount of continuity on the offensive line. Like, I think it's better. And so I think that the expectation would be that there's more consistency.
We're talking Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN analyst. Tim, that question, was asked to Vrabel, and he sort of dodged it in a good way. Because
Coach speak.
Exactly. So he didn't want to get into the, hey, this roster's better or the people around him are better, and then we get into the season and it's totally something different. But what he did say is, listen, I'm not going to base my team on talent. I want to coach this team up and get them to where they need to be. And then hopefully, you know, mixed with their talent and our coaching, this will be the best roster that we've had since I've been there. And I told the guys, I said, listen, he was on teams that probably wasn't the most talented, but they were the best coached, and they end up winning championships because. So do you see it that way in regards to what Vrabel said?
Well, you know what? I hadn't considered that, D. Mason. I think it's actually a really good point because I don't think there's any doubt that you could look at teams that he played on, maybe even some teams that he coached, mm-hmm. You know, when he was assistant other places, where they maybe felt like, look, we prefer to have that tight end and the tight end we have, but we prefer to have that wide receiver than the one we have. However, the guy we have, we like. We think he's really good. We've identified things that he's excellent at doing, and we're going to get the most out of that. And, you know, maybe he even experienced that as a player where, you know, he maybe, you know, was a guy who was like, look, I'm not as maybe not the same type of pass rusher as that guy is, but I'm a good football player. And in the system that, you know, he played in New England, you know, he might feel like they got the most out of him. You know, like that very well could be the, you know, the posture that he takes into, you know, how he's going to coach his team is, and we've heard, you know, Belichick kind of, you know, talk about, look, I don't want to hear from assistant coaches about what a guy can't do. Like, tell me what he can do and how that fits the stuff that we are trying to do. So, yeah, I think that, I think it's a healthy posture to have. I think it's probably how he feels about it.
Now, he also, there was a question of asked of him of workload, and more importantly, in regards to Jeffrey Simmons. And he said, listen, everybody has a, you know, we have this plan for everybody. And I, when I'm listening to it, I'm like, listen, Jeffrey Simmons is a young guy. He's 23 years mm-hmm. old. He doesn't need to be sitting out of practice. It's not like he's been in the NFL 6-7 years. He's finishing up, his third year in the NFL or starting his third or fourth year in the NFL. Why is it that he's not coming off an injury? Why is it that you have to have a plan for him to miss days when he hasn't put in enough hours to even warrant that?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. Who knows? I mean, he's a guy who did tear his ACL in college. Maybe, you know, there's – and you know this too, mm-hmm. D-Mace. I mean, there are – I've talked to some coaches that are like, you know, now with some of the sports science stuff that we do, we'll have – you know, we'll go through, like, some practice.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose Tim? Is he on the south side?
He might be in the west wing again.
Oh, boy.
I thought he might have been in the south wing.
Based on the information we're getting, so whether it's his hydration level or amount of work he's had or amount of sleep he's had or whatever it is, we have targeted him as somebody that's at risk of, you know, pulling a hamstring. Mm-hmm. And so we're shutting him down right now. Like, that is happening. It's a very different world from probably, you know, the vast majority of, you know, your audience that's listening. I'd probably, you know, your experience, D-Mace, as a player, certainly mine as a player. But, like, that is happening now. Mm-hmm. And I think in some ways it's probably for the better, but I also think in some ways, or I know in some ways, there are coaches that have become really frustrated by it, but they're doing it in an effort, you know, to keep their team as healthy as possible, with the information that we know now, kind of like, hey, we're going to train smarter, not just train harder.
Talking to Tim Hasselbeck. Tim, we got Derek's perspective on this, but there's so many people that, in a perfect world, love to see Treylon Burks be the number one his rookie year, Robert Woods be the perfect number two, which he sort of has been in his previous spot with the Rams. I had somebody, though, earlier this summer kind of tell me, maybe you should look at it differently. Maybe it's more Woods that mm-hmm. should be number one early. Let Burks be the number two. That's more realistic. But in the quarterback room, how does that work, the role definition of who's the one, who's the two?
Yeah, well, one, I would have answered it differently. I would have answered it one, Woods one, Burks two. I mean, that's how I would have answered it. How it works in the quarterback room, quite honestly, is – it's like, look, that guy wins. That guy is where he's supposed to be, and he catches the ball. Like, you know, I don't think that it's one of these situations where it's ever anointed to somebody. I mean, I think it's kind of just it literally happens, you know, organically. Like, I kind of give you, you know, I'll give you this example. Like, when, you know, when I got to the Giants, Amani Toomer had been there a long time, been a very good player. and, you know, was a guy that really could be moved all around. They signed Plaxico Burress. Like, Plaxico became the one because he won more. You know what I mean? He won more of his opportunities, and the quarterback felt super comfortable with him. And so, you know, all things being equal, that's where he was going with the football. You know, nobody had to say, hey, he's going to be our number one now. I think it really, you know, ends up being guys get opportunities. When you take advantage of those opportunities, you end up getting more. And so I think that's how to work out. I could be wrong. You know, I think the start Treylon Burks has had, you know, probably influences, you know, why I would say that I think if, you know, Woods is healthy, that he would kind of appear to be the number one guy. But maybe it is Treylon Burks.
Last thing. What do you read into the independent study clause in the Kyler Murray contract? It's very interesting to read about. It's like you can't play video games. Like, independent study is no TV on, no other people in there. You're working. So what do we read in?
I don't think there's much room for interpretation here. Chris Mortensen had a report. I mean, listen, Chris Mortensen had a report around the Super Bowl that there was concerns about his leadership and work ethic, being selfish and not being, not having the work ethic and study habits that they would want out of a starter. I mean, that was Mort's report around the Super Bowl, as people were kind of forecasting that he was going to get a new contract. And, you know, there were some people that have been screaming recently that was just the team at the time using Mort to, you know, drive down the value of Kyler Murray, which is complete nonsense. And I think, you know, what it goes to tell you is that Mort's reporting on it was accurate. He'd been in the business a long time, and he's broken a lot of stories, and his reporting is accurate on it. So accurate that even though Kyler Murray is getting, you know, guaranteed $160 million, there are concerns about the effort that he's putting into being the starting quarterback. Like, that's what that says to me. The fact that he agreed to it means that it's an issue. So that's, you know, that's the reality of that situation. I think I think it completely validates Mort's reporting, which he took a lot of heat for around the Super Bowl.
Tim Hasselbeck joins us every week. Tuesdays, today, is when you joined us. But appreciate the time as always. We'll do it again next week.
Cool. See you, fellas.
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us here on the show. We'll touch on a lot of what he just said.
Yeah, the Kyler Murray, that is a really interesting story. And we'll details are out on what that means, that independent study.
We'll also have a chance for you to win tickets to see Elton John coming up. You're going to have to answer some trivia questions again, and we have
a trivia question. D-Mace has come up with a really good one.
It's a very good one.
It's a doozy. It's a wing dinger.
It is. We will do that.
Elton John.
We will do that coming up next on Chase, Willie, and D-Mace. But first, Willie, tell us about QC Kinetics.
Can you tell I like trivia? I do. I like trivia. I thought it was a game show host. We got a quiz trivia bowl coming up as well next month that we're going to be telling you about, a little coming attractions. If you suffer from joint pain, from arthritis, injury, hips, knees, whatever it might be specifically, you probably know about the traditional treatments. You've maybe been through it before. Pain meds, steroids combination, maybe surgery. But here is some really good news. There's a great new way out there, and it's here now with QC Kinetics. Local medical professions, nation's leader in regenerative medicine. This is an advanced, exciting, natural alternative that can give you that lasting relief from the joint pain using your body's own healing power. Regenerative medicine does that restoring and repairing that you need to get out there and be active. No drugs, no downtime, no surgery. So you owe it to yourself. Explore this. It might be for you. They can address any pain in any joint and give you that quality of life you're looking for. Call the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics now, 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024. 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetics.